Welcome to Hawk Weekly.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Crystal.
And this is Haunt Weekly, a weekly podcast for the haunted attraction and haunted entertainment industry. Whether you're an actor, owner, or just plain old aficionado, we aim to be a podcast for you. And we're back, though caveats apply with this we're back this week.
Well, yeah, we already put it out on Facebook.
We put it on Facebook. I don't think we put it on Twitter. I think I forgot to do that on Twitter. But the point of the matter is, we are sick, and I do mean that in the present tense.
Right. Yeah, I haven't taken a sick day in years. I took one today.
Yes, you did, and we are recording today, because even though we could not get it out on Monday, we wanted to get it out on Tuesday. We like our weekly schedule, our ritual. We need this as much as you. Well, you probably don't need this, but you probably enjoy this. Hopefully you enjoy this. We need this. So we need our ritual. This is our weekly haunt talkie time.
It is.
We just shove a microphone in the room and have a conversation.
Well, yeah.
It's a fun thing. But yeah, so that's caveat one, as we are a day late. We apologize for that. We'll be back to our regular schedule next week.
Mm-hmm.
The other caveat is we don't really have show notes.
Right. We're flying blind, as you say.
We're flying blind, working without a net here. Blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, if this format works, maybe we'll do more episodes like this. If it doesn't work, don't worry. It'll never happen again.
I don't think it's going to be able to be, you know, judged by that.
Fair enough.
Because I'm not at the top of my game.
That is actually a very good point and something well worth mentioning. It's also worth mentioning that this is a topic we've had lots of conversations about over the past few weeks. So we really don't need show notes as much as we do with some of these where we're doing research and pulling things in along the way. This is not a researchy, thinky topic.
No. This is fun.
This is fun. This is our experiences with escape rooms or room. Is it escape room or room escape? I have seen it both ways.
I think it's,
you know, and I'll say this
to the person.
It's the room escape conference, so I guess room escape. We'll run with room escape. No, I've literally seen it both ways multiple times.
Well, but anyway,
so anyways, we will turn to last week's show notes to enable us to plow through our conference reminders. Shall we begin? Do you wish to start, or shall I?
You should start.
All right, then I shall begin. Coming up on February 18th through the 19th, it's Windy City Haunters in Oak Lawn, Illinois, just outside of Chicago. The Windy City Haunter might have been your tip-off there. It is at the Midnight Terror Haunted House. I think this is the only conference we have at a haunted house.
Yeah.
Tickets are just $20. If you're in the Chicago area and don't have to travel much, you would be crazy to miss this. Literally crazy. It includes free classes and two mixers, one before and one after. So yes, check it out. WindyCityHaunters.com, which will lead you to their Facebook page. That's where the good info is. So yeah, just check them out on Facebook.
Right. The next one after that is March 23rd through 26th. We have Transworld, Halloween and Attraction Show. It's at St. Louis, Missouri America Center. Early bird discounts are $50 off, and that's up through March.
Yeah, basically so, the day of opening.
Exactly. As long as you order online beforehand, you should be good. New this year is an Escape Room City, a zone all about escape rooms. See, there it is.
Yeah, okay. You see what I mean? It's like in multiple formats in our actual non-show notes.
Right. And you can find out more about that at the Haashow, HaaShow.com.
If you are interested in escape rooms, this is a good place to be. A quarter of the trade show floor is dedicated. And you know where else is a good place to be if you're interested in room escape / escape rooms?
Where?
It'd be the Room Escape Conference and Tour. Oh, who knew,
that
right?
That sounds logical.
It does, doesn't it? It's May 1st through the 5th. It's in Niagara Falls, New York, at the Niagara Falls Conference and Events Center. They'll be touring Five Wits, Escape Games Canada, pay attention here, and Locked Up Escape Games. The conference is the 1st through the 3rd, the tours are the 4th through the 5th, and you can learn more at roomescapeshow.com. And now I'm closing the laptop because the conferences are done. We no longer need no stinking show notes because we're just gonna wrap.
Yeah.
Okay, no, we're not.
No.
That's a terrible idea. That is the worst idea we've ever had in the history of this podcast.
You had.
Fair enough. You've had plenty of worse ideas.
Hey.
Anyways, On that note, yes, it is time. We're going to be discussing our room escape experiences. Now, we've wanted to do this topic for a while, and we keep putting it off and putting it off, usually because we have better ideas.
Yeah.
But we really have been wanting to cover this one. But the real reason is because we wanted to get a little experience in.
Right, and it takes a little bit of time to get to multiple room escapes.
It does, and a little moolah being one of the big factors with this.
Right, well, there is that.
There's that, too. But, okay, the thing about it is this. Let's discuss the experiences first by saying we have a core group.
Yes.
It's me, you, and Ellie, our happy little family here in New Orleans.
Yes.
We rotate who we work with.
Right.
We've done two room escapes with four people and one with just strangers. We've only done one with people we don't know.
Right.
And that was the 13th Gate.
Right, the Death Row Room.
Death Row Room and the 13th Gate. We did that one with a group of strangers.
Yeah.
Then we did Room Escape NOLA. We did their Mardi Gras study one, I think it was. I think I got that one right. Well, make sure I got that name right. Because, maybe we should have had some room escape, some actual show notes here. But we didn't, but we did that one, and we did that with Ellie's son, Sean.
Right.
And then we did Breakout Games Mobile. We did their casino room, and honestly, Breakout Games kind of a franchise thing, or there are multiple locations, but they have the same games everywhere. So Breakout Games doesn't matter the city. We did the casino game, and we did that with our family friend, Sue.
Right.
And here's the thing. Our group, our little core group, is flawless.
Yes.
3-0. Champions. 100%. Yeah. Rocket.
Yeah, I feel a little bit guilty about the 13th Gate champions, though, because I feel like we really didn't get that.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was our fault either.
There's a little controversy with that one, and we'll get into it. I might as well just start there, because that was the first one we did.
And yes, it was Escape My Room NOLA, and it was the Mardi Gras study.
Thank you. I thought I had it right, but I couldn't. Yeah. I doubted myself.
Yeah.
See, I have doubts too, people.
Yeah, so I guess...
I'm human.
Maybe we should go into a little bit about what a room escape is in case somebody's been under a rock for the past year.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's a terrible idea. If you've lived under a rock, or this is the first time you've heard of this idea, a room escape is basically where you and a group of people...
Yes.
And so it could be strangers, could be people you bring with you. You get basically locked in a room. Now, you're not really locked in these rooms.
Because fire marshals won't allow that.
Yeah, fire marshal would kick your ass if you even attempted that idea. So you're not locked into the room. But you're, like, kayfabe locked in the room. You're canonically locked in this room.
Right. There's always an emergency escape.
Yes. But the idea is this. To get out of said room, you must solve puzzles.
Yes.
And
in a time allotted...
Yeah, and usually that time allotted is an hour, though I could see there being an idea being able to do in like 30 minutes, like a little bite-sized one or something like that. I could see it happening.
Or maybe a little bit longer.
Or longer, doing it like a couple hours thing.
Yeah.
But anyways, typically it's an hour. That's thought to be about the right amount of time for one of these. And they are patterned off of, my understanding is that this got its, the physical rooms got their start in Japan.
Okay.
And also in Europe, too, but have only been coming to the U.S. more recently. They've been around online for...
Ever.
A really long time. I'm not sure if they got started in Japan or online first. That's kind of a weird thing. But, yeah, so regardless, they're just really getting their start here. And if you're a U.S. citizen, you've been able to play them online far longer than you have been able to go to them physically.
Right.
And the result of that is people like me, who really, really loved the online games, were really excited about trying these out in the real world.
Right. Now, I will say that I did not love the online games.
Aww.
Not when we started doing Room Escapes. I now have found a fondness for them.
Oh, okay.
But at the beginning, I pretty much hated them because I had trouble... figuring them out. I made it harder than it should have been.
Well, that and a lot of the online ones kind of had like the King's Quest problem, where the solution is just bumping two random things together that don't make any sense.
Yeah, because I'm like, this should go with that, because that makes sense. No, it should go with the unicorn over in the corner.
I there were a couple of online ones, just to give an example, where you'd see a keyhole, and you basically got to try every goddamn key in existence of humanity.
Well, you know, the actual room escapes are kind
of
like that.
And some of them are, but there needs to be a little indication as to what, like, this is the green key, this is the purple key. So, but anyways, that's getting ahead of ourselves.
So you're locked in a room with a group. You have a time limit. You're given an objective, usually a story-based objective.
Yes.
The room, when you're picking your room, a lot of the room escapes will have the difficulty setting and the success rate on the website for the room that you choose.
Now, I'll say this, we usually just totally ignore those things and pick a room that sounds interesting based upon the story.
Right. Well, the 13th Gate, the night we were there, they actually just happened to have an opening at the time we were there and said, hey, you guys want to join?
Yeah. You're going to be there at this time. This is the room available to you. Godspeed.
Yeah. We're like, we're coming out tonight. Okay. So
we got three people, you know, and we have a group of five. They need three more, they needed three more people to fill up the room.
Right.
Godspeed, they threw us in.
Yep.
So, yeah, we literally had no choice in that one whatsoever.
Right. We were there for the haunt.
Yeah, there for our haunt, and the room escape thing just kind of fell into place.
Yep.
Room escape, when we did that, they said that there was a story involved.
Right.
And you needed to do this one before you could do the latter one, so we did the one that came first in the story. I'm not sure if that's actually true or not. In hindsight, I feel kind of silly with that because I really don't know enough of the plot of the first to carry it over now.
Right.
And with breakout games, we just kind of sat down with the person we did it with and said, which of these stories sounds interesting? And the casino one kind of won. We didn't want to do a scary one because this person's not very interested in horror.
Right.
But she was very interested in the idea of doing and solving puzzles, so the casino one won out.
Right.
So, yeah, we don't pay a lot of attention to those to that data when we do it. But regardless, that's not the history we haven't. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, and I really actually like our little crawl section we've done.
Yeah.
And the reason I like it is because, what?
There's one more important thing.
Okay, sorry, go ahead. Please.
In the gameplay.
Oh, please.
You have the voice of God.
Hmm.
Because you have someone that monitors the room via cameras and has a speaker in the room that you can ask for clues, or if you're just doing something stupid, like trying to play with live electrical wires.
Actually happened in one room.
They will say, don't do that.
That because, might be stupid.
Yes, I wasn't the one doing it.
No, I wasn't either.
No one in our group was doing it.
No one in our little group was doing it. We were paired up with some dumbasses, okay?
We were looking at them going, you guys, you probably shouldn't.
We got four people we played with that we didn't know, and two of them were okay. They were pretty smart and very helpful. Two of them, I don't know how the hell they made it to the escape room.
Yeah.
I don't know how they made it to whatever age they are.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's beside the point. But yes, you do have someone that is helping you out. Some rooms do have actors. We have not done any with actors in them.
Right. We've just heard about them.
We've just heard about those. Those seem to be fairly rare. But there is one we have heard about in New Orleans, actually with the mortuaries escape rooms, that does. We're kind of curious to try that one out. We are going to at some point. It is on the timetable, but like I said, money and time, everything, it hasn't lined up yet.
Right.
We've got to have someone else to do it with.
Right, because we want to take a full crew with us to that one to fill it up. Because we like playing with people we know. You know?
Insert dirty joke here. Just roll with it.
Yeah.
But Tish, all right, we're 12 again, everybody. It's a happy day.
So how much can people expect to spend on a ticket to a room escape per person?
Well, I'll say this. Most of them seem to average around $25 a person. That's $20 to $30 seems to be the ballpark. We would have paid a little extra to do the one in Mobile because we wanted to buy out the room. We didn't want to have to do it with anyone, and I'm damn glad we did that, and we'll get there in a minute.
Right.
But long and short of it is, we would have paid extra. We actually had a coupon with that one.
Yeah,
that was
we were able
dumb
to find
luck.
Coupons, and that saved us about half.
Yeah, I was actually literally ready to click buy and hand over my credit card information. When who was it? You or Sue?
No, it was Sue.
Someone said, hey, I think there's a coupon for this. And my Groupon, that's a word I haven't heard in a few years.
Yeah.
And then, sure enough, yes, there was. So we saved some moolah that way. But so yeah, that's typically the price range. Long and short of it is, it's from now comparing this to a haunt. By the way, from the cost standpoint, we talk about the buck a minute rule,
right?
With haunts and how you should. That's like a starting point. It's not the end all be all,
right?
But if your haunt exceeds that, it's probably pretty. It's probably doing well as a value. If it's not, how do we justify it? What are we doing to make it worth that extra money?
Right. With room escapes, there's no question on how much time you're going to spend in it.
Yeah, you're getting your buck a minute rule, definitely.
Yeah.
But if you know roughly the time, it's because if you do the room escape right, there's going to be some drama.
Yeah.
Whether or not you're going to get out.
Right.
You're going to have, so you know it's going to be in that 45 minutes to hour range.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you hope.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about our individual experience. Like I said, we have not lost one yet.
Right.
Knock on wood. I need some more wood here.
Yeah.
Make me feel better about saying that out loud again.
Yeah.
Not that I wasn't just like bragging obnoxiously about that.
No.
10
never,
or 12 minutes ago.
You aren't the type to brag.
I've never bragged in my life. I'm so humble, let me tell you. The most humble person you'll ever meet. Literally the most humble person. But anyways, we can't talk about what it's like to lose one yet. I'm sure we will be beaten someday. We're not geniuses.
No.
We're going to lose, but we haven't had it happen yet.
Right.
Now, I like our little cross-section of ones we've been to, because one of them, the 13th Gate one, is put on by a haunt.
Right.
If you're listening to this podcast, you're probably already familiar with the 13th Gate. This is their room escape.
If you're not, where have you been?
Well, probably not to Southeast Louisiana. It might be clue one.
Well, yeah, but they show up on the national list.
And then we talk about them obnoxiously often.
Yes.
The second one, Escape My Room NOLA, is a dedicated room escape company that is purely local,
right,
to my understanding.
And, you know, I haven't looked into the history of them, but I would not be surprised if they were put on like a small theater group.
Yeah.
Because it seems like that kind of set design and the actors that help you.
It did come across that way. I can see that. They might have some connection with the theater. And the third one we did, Breakout, of their casino game, they are a nationwide operation.
Right.
They literally go to their website, Breakout Games. They are all over the shop, and they bring the exact same games, like a package, to various towns.
Right.
To my knowledge, they don't franchise. I did look into them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem to be a franchise thing. I couldn't find out like how to get a franchise going to this.
How to open your own.
How to open my own. But I would not be surprised to find that it is one. As you know, because there are other breakout games that are franchised,
right?
Where you pay and you just get here are the games packaged, you take them to wherever you're going,
right?
So it would not shock me to find out that's what's going on. I just couldn't find it.
Yeah.
So if they are franchised, promote that a little harder because I did seriously check, but so the best I know, they just do this and open up shops all over the country. So, you've got three very different ways of starting a room escape. And in each case, I would say definitively that how it was started and how it came about impacted the game itself and impacted the experience.
Right.
The 13th Gate, we did, like I said, the prison one, the death row one. You could tell from the minute you walked in that this was put on by a haunted attraction.
Yeah.
It had every earmark there. It had the immaculate set design. It was designed visually like a haunted attraction.
Right.
I would argue it was designed in the interior like a haunted attraction in many ways.
Right. The story was darker.
Though I got to admit that some of the ones from Breakout had a kind of a dark background too.
Yeah.
But regardless, they were not... The room escapes at the 13th Gate are almost exclusively darker.
Right.
But yeah, it definitely smacked of being a production by a haunted attraction.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind by that. You could tell it had very much the 13th, the air of the 13th Gate.
Yeah. They spent a lot of time on
they
it.
They did. They had their style all over it, and that's not a bad thing. That's not a knock.
No.
That's a very good thing, in fact.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was clearly their style. And that made it very immersive visually, right, in terms of being into the, getting in there, being in the room, being surrounded by this. You could very easily get lost in it. There were a lot of, I guess you would say, artistic details.
Yeah.
You could get lost in there.
Well, yeah.
And honestly, I would love to revisit the room, not as a player of the game, just as someone looking at the set, looking at the design.
Right.
And so, yeah, that it was a very interesting experience in that regard. And I will also say, the game design, I think in a weird way, it kind of hit the middle of the road here. Because the puzzles were challenging, but not completely unfocused either.
Huh.
In a weird way, but I'm trying to figure out what I'm saying here.
I know what you're saying because it goes into the next one that
it
we
does.
Did.
So let's do the next one then. Let's talk about them and do a contrasting pair might be the best one.
Yeah.
So the next one we did, Escape My Room Nola, was definitely not designed by a haunted attraction.
Right. Like I said, it looked more like a theater group designed it.
It had a set design feel to it. I'm not saying it wasn't very, very detailed.
Oh, no. It was very detailed.
In fact, it was redonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonkadonk it was done by an antique designer or a collector of right. lots of odd and unusual things who was putting them on display. That's the reason that you say it was done by a theater group. I think it could have easily been done by a museum.
Well, and they list themselves as a museum.
Their business type is a museum, but that also may just be the closest thing they can do.
Yeah.
But regardless, it did feel very museum-like.
Right.
But also, like I said, I could see the theater group, too, because of the characters and the people, too.
Right.
I can see that equally as well, because with the 13th Gate, the warden and all that were not in character.
Right.
Here they were.
Yes.
So I can see that as well. But it was... The puzzles were fun, they were entertaining, but they were all over the shop.
Right.
It was a very confusing experience. You can tell that this was not put together with the kind of play-tested precision. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it was also, there were actually two parts to the puzzle,
mm-hmm.
and that was not made clear. Because we escaped the room fine, only to find out that we escaped the room without finishing everything.
Yeah, there's this whole bonus area. Yeah.
And we had like 15 minutes left. We probably could have done it.
Well, maybe not all of it, but we could have done... Because there was... They actually did go over what else was left. And there was a lot of ground for us to cover. So yeah. We met the criteria to escape.
Yeah.
And so we win. We got the big thumbs up. We got the nice photo. It's in social right. media. Maybe I'll even drop it in. We won. Yay, go team. Great job. We did good.
Yeah.
We won. Trumpet the champions. Oh, uh-huh. But yeah, you didn't get 100% in the video game.
Right.
We beat the room. We beat the game, but we didn't get 100%.
Right.
We didn't get every little challenge.
Yeah. And that was frustrating.
It was especially
because
frustrating.
Because we're completionists.
Well, A, we're completionists, but also because we're in this room and we're looking around and we're seeing, you know, all of this stuff.
Right.
And I'm trying so desperately with any of this to avoid spoilers, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
We're working our asses off to keep this spoiler free.
Yeah.
So if you do these, you'll still be just as ignorant as before you listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
No clues here, people.
No.
Forgot to mention that when we started this podcast. No spoilers.
Yeah.
But there's all of this stuff in the room, and we're like, well, shoot. You know, we got 10 minutes left or so, 15 minutes left.
Right.
And we haven't touched that. We haven't done anything with that. And there's that thing over there we haven't looked at. And I'm seeing
so
all this stuff.
All these groups of clues.
Yeah, and all these groups of clues sitting, that don't make no sense.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, we don't know what the hell this goes with.
Right.
We haven't gotten to that point yet. Oh, my God. I'm like, we're never going to make it.
Yeah.
We're screwed. We're overwhelmed. We're underwater here.
Yeah, we did the last one, and it was surprise door opens.
Oh, surprise door opens. What? We couldn't, honest to God, figure out what caused us to escape.
Right.
It didn't make sense.
No.
And it's like, oh, well, yay. And he comes out, and they were very excited that we did it.
Yeah.
He was like, you guys were amazing. You did it quicker than a lot of people do. And you got out. This is a room that doesn't see a very high completion. And you got out with some time to spare. You did great. You were on the ball. I'm like, yay? What about this thing and this thing?
Yeah, that one has a 32% escape rate.
Yeah, and I can understand that one. I got little trouble believing that one, actually.
Yeah, for comparison, the Death Row one has a 30%, which I did find it harder, but it might have also been first time and with people that we didn't know.
Yeah, and honestly, and this is one of the things I have to keep reminding myself, where I don't feel like I'm, like, super smart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't feel that way about myself. I don't have this image of Wile E. Coyote, super genius. That's not me. I don't think of myself that way. But then I remind myself that, yes, there are people like those two we were talking about in the first one.
Right.
Who attempt these and probably should have done...
They have no idea what they're doing.
They probably should have at least attempted some of the online ones first. To get a feel for the kind of problem solving.
Right. Maybe we'll be able to drop a couple of links to the better ones that we found online.
Yeah.
Because you've been playing a lot lately.
I've been playing a lot. I've been keeping up with it. It sort of reinvigorated my love for the online. Doing these physical ones has done that.
Right.
So, yes. And I've got to say, I think it's honestly kicked my love for problem solving in general up, because I picked up lockpicking as a hobby now in the recent months.
Right.
So, yeah. But anyways. So, yeah. But that one, when we won it, it was kind of confusing. Mm-hmm. I don't really remember feeling like, yay?
Yeah. I was confused more than feeling accomplished.
Like
when you got out of the 13th gate,
we knew what the objective was. We knew that's the door. We got to get that open.
Yeah.
We knew our objective.
Right.
And as we got in those last few minutes, and here's the thing with the 13th gate that's kind of weird, is you can ask for up to a couple of hints.
Right.
But they add minutes to your time. Now, they don't actually take away from your time to escape the room.
Right.
But it's a time penalty for the rankings type thing.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, hitting the flags in a slalom race or something.
Yeah.
Where they add a penalty after the fact.
Right.
So if you physically escape the room in an hour, which we did.
Yes.
You win. But we finished with a time that was above an hour because we took
2 minutes.
But it was like an hour and 1 minute and 12 seconds or something.
Oh.
It was.
I thought it was 102 something.
We were silly close on physical time, and we had taken a couple of hints, basically.
Yeah, and a lot of those hints were the people we were with just saying, hey, what's next? What's next? Because we're like, please let us try to solve the puzzles.
Yes, can we at least have a consensus here?
Right.
Yeah, it felt like we kind of got stomped on there a little bit.
Yeah.
Which is one of the reasons why we ended up sort of saying to ourselves we were going to work with people we knew.
Right.
And that made the other rooms go much, much more smoothly for us.
Right.
Not just because, you know, we know these people, these are our friends, but because also we know how they work, we know how they think, we know what they bring to the team, and we feel comfortable saying, okay, you go do that, we'll do this, and then communicate and work together.
Right.
We knew how we could work as a team already.
Yeah.
Rather than just having to figure out who's going to be the leader. Because when you have a team that works together naturally, you don't really need a quote-unquote leader.
Right.
You can just kind of... person can take charge when they've got the answer and then give it away.
Right. Now, in contrast to the first two games, we'll say that the breakout game was the most streamlined and focused. It was the least amount of extra decor.
Yeah. I think they only had one item in that room that was purely decorative.
Yes.
And there was... it was a decoration. I won't give away what it was. There was something in that room that was not used. But everything else, down to the last item, down to even seeming... seemingly the most innocuous thing in the room got used for a puzzle.
Right, and I will say that that seemed like the easiest one to build from a person looking at it as somebody who builds things.
I can see comfortably how to build everything in that room.
Right.
With very little conflict.
Yeah.
I don't think there would be much that escapes even my relatively meager build skills.
Yeah.
But I'll also throw out, it felt like this was the game that was the most playtest. This one felt like it had really had the harsh edges ground down the finest.
Right. And it seemed like it was so that anybody could play it.
Yeah. Yeah. You can tell this game had been put through 80 bajillion-y playthroughs. And they had found where the speed bumps and the snags were. And they found ways that even if, you know, obviously they had to keep the puzzles there.
Right.
It's not like they could just give away the answers. But to make it so that people were at least focused on the puzzle, not getting lost elsewhere. And they had a few things that I think they still needed to work on. We unlocked a few things and didn't realize we'd unlocked anything.
Right. Yeah, it could have been helped a little.
There's a couple times you open up like a door or something, and you hear it open, but it doesn't swing out.
You
hear a click, but it doesn't pop any.
Yeah.
And it doesn't give you any visual clue what had happened.
Right.
And so, yeah.
And because it echoes in that room, you couldn't tell where it was coming from either.
And those couple times the voice of God had to save us because nothing happened. Quick, figure out why nothing happened. And no. Something happened. You got it. Just look.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay. And then we figured out what had happened. Okay. There were a couple moments. There was a slot machine in the room because it was a casino game.
Yeah.
Duh, right? And there was a moment there where, when you figured out what that was supposed to do, it was very immediately obvious.
Yeah, which they said it would
be. They tell you that going in.
Yeah.
You'll know when to deal with this.
So that's not a spoiler.
No, that's not a spoiler. You'll know when to do something with this.
Yes.
And yes, they were absolutely 100% right. You knew. There was no doubt. You didn't have to sit there and fiddle with it idly.
Now, if you're new to escape games, I will say, one of the tips to know is when you walk in, don't touch a damn thing.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
God.
You're gonna want to. Don't.
Yeah, we
just
walk
go in
okay,
and look around and take stock of what's there.
Yeah,
don't move anything.
Yeah, and this was one of those things where there are puzzles that involve casino logic, casino math.
Right.
And you should expect that going into a casino game. If that's a spoiler to you,
Sorry.
You're a moron. I can't help you. I can't help you. If you go into a casino escape game and don't expect puzzles that revolve around casino math and casino things.
Right, which was a nice thing about that one was knowing that there was a lot of math, they let you use your phones to do the math.
As long as you did only calculators and didn't look up stuff on the internet.
Well, you wouldn't have been able to find anything else on there.
Yeah. Yeah, don't take photos or videos, and don't Google stuff, basically, which is the request. Use your calculator only.
Yeah.
Now, the other two
escape rooms, you had to leave your phone elsewhere.
Or just not take it out. It was the rule. Now, they could have actually softened that curve a little bit by providing a calculator.
Well, yeah.
One of those little solar-powered.
Yeah, they did an erase board or a chalkboard or something. You could do math on longhand if you wanted.
Yeah, but no, you...
Everybody carries a calculator in their pocket.
Yeah, they didn't feel the need to provide you one. They just trusted you not, which I did like that, actually.
Yeah.
That was a nice thing. Honestly, looking back on our experiences, this is me talking here, obviously.
Yeah, I know.
That's the most redundant statement.
I know.
This is me talking here. I'm just talking. But no, in my opinion, if I had to do it over again,
right.
Scrap everything. We're repeating all the games
from
a completely fresh perspective. I would have wanted to start with the Breakout one.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Then do the 13th Gate one.
Mm-hmm.
And then do the Escape My Room NOLA one last. And I debate those last two a little bit.
Yeah, I do. Because I genuinely found the 13th Gate one to be harder. But like I said, we were put with people we didn't know, and we And it was the first time that we were doing it. So I just wound up, because when there's that many people running around not doing anything productive, I get frustrated.
Yeah. And the reason I say, and I'm going to give my case. I will agree with you. The 13th gate was the harder one. It was the more difficult one for us.
It also had the most rooms, I think.
Yes, it had the biggest, it had like I said, the most areas to explore. Yeah. The biggest set, the most to explore. But that being said, I think the puzzles were the most play tested, and I think the game itself and the outcome was the most focused.
Yeah.
It was hard. The puzzles were challenging. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it was easy, but I'm saying that the challenge came directly from the puzzles, not from trying to figure out the rules of the game.
Yeah.
As odd as that sounds.
Yeah, no, I get that. That makes complete sense.
And
Escape My Room was more confusing because we didn't understand the full rules of the game.
Yeah. We did not fully understand what we were trying to accomplish as clearly. The goal was not as obvious to us. And so that did make it more challenging in a different way.
Right, because there were a lot of misdirections. But not really, because it was...
Because they were part of that bonus stuff.
That bonus stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and there was no clear way to distinguish what was bonus material from what was needed to escape the room.
Right.
And honestly, that part was a little frustrating, which is why I think I would have preferred to have been in the 13th gate first and had that experience of a more challenging escape room.
Yeah.
But still very focused and very clear what your objectives are.
Yeah.
Before going in and being a little more bewildered and adding that extra layer of confusion onto it.
Right. I could see that.
Now here's the thing. I will say this. I had fun at all three.
Yeah.
I highly recommend all three. I haven't had an escape room experience now that I'm going, well, that sucked. I'm telling all my friends not to go there.
Right.
They all had something different that they brought to the game, which, I mean, like, 13th Gate set design, obviously, was just impeccable. I like the darker atmosphere. I like the prison environment. I like the feeling of being caged. It felt like you were more caged up.
Yeah, it definitely felt like you had to escape that.
And
room.
I'll say this about it without trying to, like I said, do spoilers. You have to first break out of a cell, which you would expect with a prison, right?
Yeah.
You got to first get out of a cell, then you got to get out of the cell block, and then you got to get in the next room. And so you have tiers.
Right.
You have rooms you have to explore. You have more of those. They open up.
Right.
With Escape My Room Nola, there were three rooms total, I believe. But there may have been more. I don't know, honestly, because there was a bonus stuff.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting that. Maybe we didn't see everything.
I think there were only three. I didn't see any places for hidden doors, and I'm pretty good at spotting those.
Yeah, and with Breakout, there was two.
Yeah.
So, in that regard, but that doesn't necessarily speak to the simplicity of it, because the Breakout game, if you suck at math...
Or the ability to figure out how to figure out math?
Yeah. Because you don't have to be, like, good at, like, actually doing any math in your head.
Right.
You have to be good at, like, figuring out what math you need to do.
Right.
The math itself isn't that bad.
Yeah.
Especially since you can use your phone as a calculator. But if you aren't, if you're the type of person who gets handed like a word problem and can't convert it into like numbers,
right?
You dead.
Yeah, you're not yet now though.
Yeah, and so that's kind of been our experiences with this. Is I can definitely see that Breakout had much more play tested, much more ground down, bare bones and streamlined experience.
Yeah.
And I think that's really good for new players.
Yeah.
With 13th Gate, I think they provided a very, very good immersive experience that sort of struck that balance between something that was really ground down and refined and hit with the fine tooth sandpaper.
Right.
But it was still very immersive.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like I said, that as finessed with the puzzles, but it was added that high level of immersion to it. And with Escape My Room Nola, I honestly God think you get immersion overload. You really do feel like you're stuck in your grandmother's study there.
Yeah, you do.
Maybe a little bit too much so at times. But the puzzles were a little bit less refined, and there was a goal confusion.
Right.
And tips for, you know, so for building them, I would say figure out who you're targeting. If you're targeting first-time players,
yeah,
emulate what Breakout's doing.
Yeah.
If you're trying to figure out
that,
what...
That felt like a box kit.
It did. It was some, a box kit. I think it was.
I know. There are some companies that will provide you with all of that
I'm
stuff.
I'm absolutely sure it was a kit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if they franchise out or not. I couldn't find any evidence that they did.
Their website is very scarce.
But at the very least, you know that this is... the same from state to state and location to location.
Right.
Now, a few things I would say as someone that has been to now three of these and is going to go to more, and I'm sure we'll do a follow-up on this, a few tips for operators. Like I said, definitely playtest the ever-loving hell out of these.
Yeah.
Find the soft spots, find the weaknesses, find the confusion, find ways to make the puzzles challenging but fair is what I would say.
Right, and make sure to label stuff that you don't want people to touch.
Yeah.
And to have your voice of God character tell people, hey, don't touch it. Yeah.
Because apparently that was an issue with the casino game in particular.
Well, and with the live wires at 13th.
Yeah, make it clear what people don't need to monkey around with.
Right.
Yeah,
because apparently people can be very creative when they're trying to tear apart a room.
Yes, they can be. And then I'll say this, Breakout did say that, like one of the things they said going in, once again, this isn't a spoiler. Roulette wheel does come up. There's nothing underneath there. Don't worry about it. You'll do something with it, but it does not involve picking it up or looking underneath it.
Right. So don't try to tear it out of the table.
Don't tear out the roulette wheel from the table, basically.
Yes. Don't tear up their stuff.
Yeah. This is on the list. Go ahead.
I was going to say, so how do you see the playability and the problems that Haunts face versus... like the Breakout and the individuals,
you know,
companies.
I think one of the problems I see is that these games do not have a high replayability.
Right.
And so they depend upon a constant stream of new players. And then you can build new escape rooms. You can modify some of the puzzles.
Yeah, I think that you could move the puzzles and modify them.
But there's limited replayability. You're still going to be limited in what you can make replayable or not.
Yeah.
At these. That's just a fact of life. Without major reconstruction, there's only so much you can do to make them truly replayable. So you're still going to be dependent upon a stream of new players. 13th Gate, Mortuary, all these places... they're not located in tourist districts.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
and that's something I noticed about Escape My Room Nola, especially, was that they were located immaculately to get the tourists.
Oh, yeah. They're down in
the city. And I will also say this about Escape My Room Nola. Another thing I really liked about them was their shenaniganry...
yeah.
Began way before you got into the room.
Oh, yeah. When you first walked in, there were shenanigans.
There are shenanigans from the moment you walk in.
Also the only one that offered costumes if you wanted to dress up into the costumes of the era that you were going into.
Yeah, and I'll say Breakout was the only one, I believe, who offered the ability to trivially buy out a room.
Yeah.
To make it so that you and your friends had that block of time.
I thought it was easy on Escape My Room, too. But I'm not sure. I wasn't involved in that process.
I don't think it was.
Now, I will say that I see the challenge for haunted houses being getting customers to think of them outside of the Halloween season.
And especially getting customers to think about them as a corporate event. Because one of the markets that both Breakout... and Escape My Room Nola were really doggedly targeting was this corporate team building thing.
Yeah.
And I do think that's a great market for it. I think they're targeting for a very good reason.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
When I think haunted attraction, I don't think corporate team building.
No.
Those two things don't click in my head.
Right. And I think that it's going to take a lot of marketing to get the customers into your escape rooms outside of the season.
Either that, or you're going to have to do what the Mortuary is doing.
Yeah.
And they are marketing their escape rooms underneath a different brand.
Yeah. which is pretty smart. But at as we say that, how many ads have you seen for it? Yeah.
I held up a zero. You couldn't see it because it's all the only podcast. But yeah, I begrudgingly held up a zero.
Yeah. Yeah. And in fact, whenever you look it up online, Escape Rooms New Orleans, both Escape My Room and Clue Carrie come up. Yeah. But Mortuary does not.
Mortuary does not. And also, when you look it up regionally, I found it interesting the 13th Gate doesn't show up very highly.
Right.
I found that a little bit unsettling regionally. I don't know how they're doing business-wise.
Yeah.
I mean, because we haven't really asked.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're going to put the money into building these escape rooms with the detail and the year-round workers, because mm-hmm. you're going to want them open year-round. If you're going to go through all that trouble, then you need to put in the same kind of marketing budget, build it into your budget that you would for your haunted house.
Yeah, and it's interesting. So like you said, I see commercials every year for the mortuary. I see newspaper ads. I hear radio ads. I don't even listen to a lot of radio, and I hear radio ads for
it. Well, we also see them for 13th Gate, but we don't see anything for the escape rooms.
No, I haven't seen much of anything. I don't know what they're doing for a promotion, but it hasn't reached me.
Right.
If I were not... And here's the other thing, is I'll say this, and I think this is what you're trying to point me to. If I did not follow the 13th Gate and the Mortuary as a haunted attraction fan,
right.
I would be almost completely unawares of the room escapes.
Right, and the Rise also has room escapes.
Oh, yeah, not like I would ever know about that if it hadn't been the fact I'd been there and seen it firsthand.
Right, yeah, they're supposed to have pretty good room escapes, too.
And that's, like, our next agenda for the room escapes, by the way, to give you an idea where we're going and what we'll follow up with, I'm sure, dozens of weeks down the road.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just go ahead and hashtag this number one.
Yeah.
Our room escape thoughts, number one.
Uh-huh.
Because we got to do Clue Carrie. We want to do that one.
Right.
That's the highest reviewed one in the area, actually. We want to do the Mortuary. We want to do Rise.
Yeah.
And then we kind of want to do another one to the 13th Gate. Because they've opened up new ones and they've evolved. We did theirs right after they'd opened them.
Yeah,
it was brand new. This was about a year. This was not this past season, but the season before we did it. They were brand new at the time. They've settled in, and it seems a little unfair, even though we really enjoyed it and are trying to give a positive review here. It's a little unfair.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, they were brand spanking new at the time. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. The takeaway here for me is that haunts have some very serious competition when it comes to both these multi these companies that are doing like all over the shop and also the little individual pop up ones. There's significant competition here.
Well, yeah, because there's a lot of these other places that aren't haunt related.
Yeah.
I think that they're more able to target families, where especially with the haunts that have a more mature crowd that don't target kids and young teens.
I would not advise the House of Shock to do an escape room. I'm not going to lie. As awesome as I think that would be and as interesting of a concept as it is, I think it's a terrible idea from a business standpoint.
Yeah.
Just because, like you said, they target the wrong crowd with everything else they do.
Right.
So, But anyways, we'll do a follow-up after we've checked out more of those. Maybe not all of them, because I don't know when we're going to really get to do Rise. That's not horribly practical. I don't know. Especially trying to get other people to join us. Because that's the other problem with this.
Yeah, one's further away.
Oh, and that's the real problem, is we have three people. We have, like, the exact wrong amount.
Right.
Three... By the way, I find it interesting, this is an aside note as we wrap this up, because we're running way out of time here.
Yes.
This is why show notes are a thing sometimes.
I'm running out of voice.
But one thing I did find noticeable, 13th Gate is the only one on the list I would say I would feel comfortable playing with eight people in the room.
Yeah.
All the others, the rooms go update.
Yeah.
But I don't think their space goes up to eight.
No.
I could not... doing that in both Escape Room Nola and Clue...
Escape My Room.
Got me thinking about Clue Carrie.
Escape my room.
In either of those cases, it would be assholes and elbows trying to do it with eight people.
Yeah, there's our explicit warning.
Woohoo! I told you, we have to have it for, gotta use it for a reason.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's all I have for right now. I know this isn't like a lot of information, but hopefully these experiences can help guide you as you seek to build your room escapes, if you do.
And whenever you go to these conferences, if you go and you play the room escapes and you check out what's there, let us know what's going on. You can get in touch with us at
Haunt Weekly on Twitter and Facebook and hauntweekly.com. Yes, that site is going live. We got sick. We've mentioned this before, and we didn't finish the push out. We are doing it ASAP, hopefully before the next episode goes live.
Yeah.
This whatever the hell this is, it's impacted all three of us in this house, each in our own unique and special ways.
Yeah.
Crystal's Miss Sniffly, I'm Mr. Backachy, and Ellie downstairs is Miss... just all the things. Ms. Vertigo, I believe, is her thing.
Yeah.
So, yay! Three different sets of symptoms from the same cold. It's been a blast, let me tell you, folks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recommend this 0 out of 10.
No.
But on that note, everyone, I'm Jonathan.
I'm Crystal.
And this was Haunt Weekly, episode number 62, talking about our room escape experiences. We'll be back, hopefully, feeling better next week.